All righty then. Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. This episode is brought to you by The Stove, celebrating their 50th anniversary. If you haven't been there, the food's incredible, the vibe is great. Go in now and get yourself a nice meal. We have a lot of news for you today, but first we're going to hear from our overall series sponsors. All right, I just want to thank High Point Solar, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, and The Stove for sponsoring the series and The Stove for this episode. Thank you very much. We couldn't do it without you. Well, it looks like West Nile virus has been found for the second time in mosquitoes trapped in Inyo County. The Owens River Valley Mosquito Abatement Program confirmed today that an additional mosquito samples caught during the trapping operations early this week tested positive for West Nile virus. Now, they are rampant right now. I cannot go outside at any point during the day without getting bit. So, for every 100 people bitten by West Nile virus carrying mosquito, only 20 are at risk of developing symptoms. For those, fewer than 1% are likely to experience life-threatening reactions. Nevertheless, I urge you to take precautions, using mosquito repellent, avoiding outdoor activities possible during dawn and dusk, wearing long sleeves and pants. All those things are pretty hard to ask right now, considering it is still very hot, but we definitely don't want anyone to come down with West Nile. All right, and from Caltrans, Cartago, on US 395, just north of Cartago in southern Inyo County, all traffic will switch to a temporary detour this week. Oh great, I'm going out to LA tomorrow. Awesome. Beginning September 7th at approximately 4 p.m. So, oh yeah, I will hit this. Northbound traffic will be switched to a temporary lane approximately 2 miles north of Cartago. On September 8th, southbound traffic will then switch to a temporary lane using the crossover approximately 4 miles north of Cartago. Oh great, this is 6 miles long. The speed limit through the area is 45 miles an hour. Drivers will experience short delays. All right, so definitely know that if you're going down south, like me. Ooh. All right, and it looks like the Blake Jones Trout Derby is coming up. Since 1968, Lake Sabrina, South Lake, Intake 2, and Bishop Creek. It looks like it's scheduled for September 16th, 2023, 6 a.m. Registration begins, 3 p.m. weigh-in. It's $25 for adults and $15 for children. If you have any questions, call the Bishop Chamber. 760-873-8405. It's going to be at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. All right, and here we go. Visit Ready Mono to recognize National Preparedness Month. Looks like National Preparedness Month is observed each September to raise awareness and importance for preparing for disasters and emergencies that could happen at any time, like we've experienced in the area this past year. In recognition of National Preparedness Month, Mono County residents and visitors are encouraged to visit Ready Mono Portal. Sign up for emergency alerts. Enable your smartphone for IPAS, the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System. And find your zone. Zone Haven is an interactive app software system that gives real-time updates on local emergencies. I urge you just not to wait until it's too late. Bookmark ready.mono.ca.gov for easy reference. All right, now it's time to get into the controversial news. Bang or bust, my time at the Tri-County Fair. So there's a lot of chatter online about what this year's fair royally sucked, or was it completely amazing? Some are saying it used to be cool, it used to have this or whatnot, or that, and it used to be a lot cheaper. Well, the $37 raise from $30 last year it's stinging because everything's going up and there's seemingly no end in sight. And I don't know whether it's people are just going up because they think things are going up or things are actually going up. I can't answer to that. Inflation is just a very weird concept and it doesn't seem like we're ever going to go down. If things are up this high, I don't know how I'm going to survive. I don't make much money doing the news, and I don't make much money on Starbucks. And I'm a filmmaker, but my business is still just getting started in the area. Anyway, sorry for that tangent, but why raise it to 37 for 30? That's not even a 6% raise, that's more. Anyways, nevertheless, there was a lot of flavor and a lot of fun. There was a pie competition that was set up very organizingly. The concert that I attended was amazing. The rodeo felt really amazing, even though the bull riders seemed to have a lot of trouble staying on for more than a second on their bulls. The food was great, and I had some great Indian tacos back-to-back. The slushies were kind of pricey at $10 a piece. But cheese fries, pretzel, corn dogs, and truly amazing deep-fried Twinkies were delish. However, the interactions I had were very beautiful. They were awesome, and I think that's what really makes the fair special. Throw away the $37 price tag. Overall, I had one of the best days I can remember at this year's fair. I've had a lot of county fairs in previous, and I've lived and visited, and I have to say this is one of the best. I really do think it's about the people, and the Eastern Sierra has some incredible people, and the kids had a blast. And this was written by Tanner Rush of Sierra Now. I kind of was just going through it to kind of, these were not my opinions. Well, my opinions were out, actually. I do have opinions about inflation, and I think I shared them. But I think everybody's being hurt by that, so I'm not afraid sharing that with you Eastern Sierra citizens. I think everyone is really scared right now of that. But we have Tri-County Fairs. We have events like this to bring us together. That's the point. And we had a lot of fun, and Tanner had a lot of fun there. I had a lot of fun filming there. If you saw me with my big camera on my shoulder, that was what I was doing, and I just came out with a Demolition Derby highlights video that is on Eastern Sierra Now, so you should definitely download the app or go to EasternSierraNow.com and check that out. I'm going to be coming out with a overall fair highlight video pretty soon. But thank you, Tanner Rush, for sharing your perspective, and I completely agree. My experience was very similar. All right, and the last but not least, we edited a video of a highlight video that I shot for Eastern Sierra Now. You can relive the excitement of the Tri-County Fair Destruction Derby and share your favorite moments with us commenting below. Go to Eastern Sierra Now or download the Eastern Sierra Now app and check out the 2023 Tri-County County Fair Demolition Derby highlights. All right, all right, all right! I want to thank you for tuning to Eastern Sierra Now News, and I want to thank The Stove for sponsoring this episode, and our other sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorgas, for sponsoring our overall series. It's been great doing the news for you today. We have one more day left before we get a break for the weekend. I love doing this program, so thank you for tuning in. Byron out.